When Jesus' disciples picked some grain to eat as they passed through a field, the Pharisees claimed that they were violating God's will, breaking the Sabbath law, harvesting, even threshing on the Sabbath day. When Jesus helped a man with a shriveled hand, they claimed he was violating God's will, practicing medicine on the Sabbath. And then these zealous guardians of God's will got together on the Sabbath day to plot how they might kill him. When the Pharisees heard that Jesus had driven a deaf and dumb demon from a man, they accused him of being in league with the devil. And then some Pharisees asked him for a sign from heaven, having rejected all those that had just been given them. One can easily understand that these Pharisees, for all their outward piety, were not doing the will of God, but were trying to use against Jesus the very laws which pointed to the Sabbath rest that he came to bring, the deliverance from the devil which he would accomplish, and the healing of the effects of sin which he would carry out. But when Jesus' mother and brothers came, they did not necessarily come like the Pharisees. They may well have had great concern for Jesus' health and well-being. We know that the brothers did not at first believe Jesus, but perhaps Mary brought them so they might hear him for themselves. Or perhaps she wanted to see Jesus relax a little and take some time off for his own health. Matthew 12. While Jesus was still talking to the crowd, his mother and brothers stood outside, wanting to speak to him. Someone told him, "Your mother and brothers are standing outside, wanting to speak to you." He replied, "Who is my mother and who are my brothers?" Pointing to his disciples, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers, for whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother." Martin Luther was also trying to do the will of God. He was not like the Pharisees plotting to kill Jesus, even though he found such an angry judge rather hard to like. He wanted to be Jesus' brother. He wanted to be in a relationship with Jesus. And so he gave up a promising law major. He gave away his books and possessions, his clothing, even his friends. He became a monk. He bore the humiliation of begging. After all his life, he had been taught to work for his daily bread. He scrubbed cold stone floors on his hands and knees. He got up to pray at all hours of the night, if he had gone to bed at all, that is. But the more he tried to punish himself for his sins, the harder he found it to love a God who was so demanding of him. And the less sure he became that he was really doing the will of God. He was, after all, trying to help and serve God, but in the ways chosen by men. How does one do the will of the Father in heaven? By keeping dorm rules? Doing your assigned tasks, bowing your head, folding your hands, closing your eyes, getting quiet when it's time for chapel. Perhaps you can also do those same things while despising God in your heart, even though those may be part of it. Mary and the brothers came to Jesus, but Jesus turned to those who were already listening to His word. And we're reminded of what John wrote in his gospel. Then Jesus declared, "This is the will of Him who sent me, that I shall lose none of all that He has given me, but raise them up on the last day. For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in Him shall have eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day." Look to Him. Believe in Him. Trust what He has done for you and me already, that we should be called the children of God, brothers and sisters of Jesus, inhabitants with Him of God's own house, heirs of eternal life. All of this, even though in this life we might be treated like dirt, disappointed, hurt, abused, at the same time, because of Jesus, because of that relationship, we have all of those blessings. But how does one get such a trust in Him? It would be easier to scrub floors and whip ourselves. We can't bring ourselves to such a trust, can we? Any more than Martin Luther could. It's God's own word which persuades us and wins our trust. That's why He pointed to the disciples around Him to whom He was speaking when His mother and brothers arrived and said, "Here are my mother and my brothers." Such was the opportunity He gave to Martin Luther as he studied the scriptures for his lectures at Wittenberg University. And such is the opportunity He gives us every day as we study at this school. May we also thank Him daily. Amen. Hymn 784.